Solid Australian scrum. Howard. Tom's lost it. Slippery ball again. Back to Burke. He's beaten three tackles. Four. Tunes outside. Matthew Burke. It's got to be a try. Sensational efforts.
Oh, we could watch it all day.
Well, we could watch it all day.
How grainy was that footage?
Yeah. I know. We're getting old, mate. I tell you, you showed your daughters that this morning.
Oh, I did indeed. I have a couple of things on record, I must admit. Every now and then I just tell them to sit down and watch this. This is Dad. It's amazing what fear does to you, doesn't it? Like when you get the ball and you just run. You got seven black
shirts. I tried to show my little bloke a YouTube. I thought, I'd be pretty cool. He's old enough now. He'll appreciate what Dad did. And I got up a YouTube innings and... Nah, the Wiggles was the guy.
Oh, is that right?
I think he watched one ball. I was just shattered.
And that was
absolutely
it.
Shattered.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway.
Mate, good to have you in here, mate.
Thanks, boys. Great to be here.
Looking forward to it. We had a good chat with Michael Checker earlier on in the week about the state of Australian rugby. And I mean, it's only early days as far as the Super Rugby Championship is concerned, but it's pretty clear even coming out of that Brisbane Tens, the Kiwis are still the benchmark. We've got a couple of outstanding sides from South Africa and... We just seem to be under the whip.
We're just there at the moment, isn't it? I wrote an article, and I suppose it was a bit of tongue-in-cheek to say maybe we're catching up to them. You know, maybe we're we're not on that wheel, but I think that wheel has got a little bit bigger at the moment, isn't it? A little bit faster. They are playing some incredible football. Like the pass, I don't know if you saw Aaron Cruden last week. The pass, just a little sort of flat-handed inside ball, and. It's the understanding, it's the awareness of how much time and space you have. And obviously he realised it was hot, he had to get rid of the ball. But we're not doing those things. We're not creating those 50-50s are more 40-60s to us. You know, they're making them stick every time. And you see them when they're going around. And it's just quite incredible. The skills they have and the speed that they're playing at, that's the biggest thing. And then they just put teams to the sword, you know, the Hurricanes, the Sunwolves, and that could have been an anything score. I think they may have done the mercy rule on them at that stage.
Yeah, that's
there,
right.
You know, even the Rebels last week over in Westpac Trust Stadium, they're just
they
getting
got
smacked
didn't they?
He didn't say it completely, but he seems concerned, and it's a concern for Australian rugby that you know you play a few Super Rugby games, and then you get an overseas contract somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and I know we've got the rule that if you played 60-odd test matches, you can come back. But that's a lot of test matches.
It's a lot of test matches.
You know, I think we've got 100 players overseas.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is it 100?
I think something like that. 100?
It's a big
number. That's what Michael Checker said, about 100 playing overseas.
And remembering TK as well, when you talk about a salary cap, it's just about non-existent over there.
Non-existent
because
it's through
the roof.
I don't blame the player.
No.
But somehow we're going to have to make Australian rugby more... exciting and hold them to our provinces.
To stay here.
Stay here and then develop and play for the Wallabies.
And the hard part about that is as well, you're looking at that top level. You want to keep those top players here in Australia. At the same time, you need to be able to bump the young guys up and have the heroes of, you know, the Michael Slaters going to watch them on the weekend and playing their cricket and create some growth that way. And that's, I think, the disparity at the moment between the top level and the bottom level. There's a real rumbling, and we saw it when... Eastwood's Brett Papworth wrote the article end of last year saying this is what's wrong with rugby and at the moment it's just getting lost at those lower levels if you get caught that. So if you can hook the young kids because there's plenty of other sports, we've got AFL to compete with and also, you know, which is massive. You know, the boys turn up there and registration's just about paid for, they get a jersey and a ball and see you on
they're
the
doing
weekend.
A great job. Yeah.
That's exactly right. They're doing a great job.
There's so much competition in this country. We were talking, and it's very interesting, mate. I asked the question last week, but playing, the Tars doing it over there at the moment in South Africa, and just the difference in playing at altitude over there to then coming back to playing at sea level is vastly different, isn't it?
Massively different. And we saw from last week, 56-35, I think it was the score. You just play fast up in the Highveld, you know, Bloemfontein, Pretoria, Johannesburg. They're always big blowout scores. So whenever if you're looking to have a bet, which I think this Blake
lives
there, you're looking for... a bit of overs-unders type number. Always take the high number, especially when you're up there. Then you come back to sea level and it's like coming back to reality.
They take the low number.
And take the low number, you know. So they're playing... down in Durban this weekend, the Waratahs against a mob that has come back from Canberra this weekend, so they're going to be a bit tired for the game. So I think it'll be a low-scoring game, but I reckon the Tars will be better for that, having been over in South Africa for that period of time. So I'm going to stick with the Waratahs this weekend against the travelling Sharks.
Okay. Well, the Sharks are $1.52 and the Tars value at $2.55. So that's a good one.
I guess other states won't think so, but it's very important for Australian rugby for the Waratahs to sort of be
very much
firing.
So.
A little bit like for the NBL, for the Kings to be firing.
Correct.
You know, you want those prestigious brands going well.
Yeah. And then 2014 was when they won Super Rugby. It was an incredible match. Lots of support. They need to be playing well to generate that support, to generate that sort of, you know, I want to go follow rugby again because...
Sydney's a tough market.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
It is the Super Rugby... format will that change in the near future?
Well, that's what they're doing at the moment. They're trying to
come up with a change today over in the UK.
Exactly right. Whether or not Australia keeps their five teams or they get cut down to four, maybe even three. That's what Sanzar have got to come up with. Me personally, I think they should run it like an NFL type number. You know, 16 teams, two teams play off in the Super Bowl at the end. There, preseason games. I think it's a bit diluted at the moment. Pardon me, I've said that for a couple of years now, and I think we're losing some of these the understanding of, you know, who are the Jaguars and who are the Sunwolves and that kind of stuff. I know you need expansion, but I think we've just lost a little bit of that sort of ownership of where it was. Lots of rugby, and I understand that why they're doing it, because they're competing with AFL and also rugby league through those months where in the old days there was no football. So they had a free reign. So, you know, the Super Rugby is played till...
Yeah.
They interrupted with the June test matches, aren't they? So it goes just after June, July, then the test matches come through, then the NRC starts up. So they're trying to get rugby out there, but it's sort of just diluting a little bit. So it's a tough market, that's for sure. And the powers that be have got some big decisions to make.
Yeah, it is. And they're not in our market, which is the problem, where we've got four footy codes... No other country has that. Little bit of good news.
Yeah.
Kirtley Beale has just in the last hour or so been announced that Kirtley's coming home. Now, apparently he's the highest paid player in Europe.
Why would you come home for?
Well,
what's he thinking?
At the end of this season. It's a different way of going about it these days. You know, the guys are leaving mid-career to go overseas because the dollar is so much. You know, we've seen guys go over to the French club of Toulon. Even Ben Barber's gone over. He got a start the other day. He got a minute. I think he made two tackles. You know, thanks for coming. Welcome to rugby. But these guys are getting thrown so much money. And for career-wise and setting yourself up, you'd be mad not to. I know there's the lure of that Australian jersey, and you've got to get it back there. In the day when we played, it was at the end of your career. That's when you did it. It was like the superannuation sort of package, and you went over there. Now they do it mid-World Cup, and they can come back and play and try and get a start and get chosen again. Yeah. So good news for Australian rugby then. He's playing some good football. Obviously recovered well from that knee injury, Waratahs 2 years ago.
Yeah. Ben Barber, will he do any good, do you think?
He'll enjoy himself, I think, more than anything else. You know, the pressure's not on to, and I was only talking about to a guy yesterday about playing overseas. There's no pressure to play for the next jersey. You play for your club and that's it. So there's no pressure to play for a state jersey for him or even potentially an Australian jersey or a Kangaroos jersey. So he'll go over there. I think as Drew Mitchell said, there's pressure on you to do well for your club because, you know, it's a town. And if you don't play well for your town, they turn against you. He'll enjoy himself over there. He'll get the understanding of the game. It'll take him a bit of time. But he's in an outfit that's got some pretty red-hot players there as well. He'll do well.
All right, mate. Let's run through round three, and we'll start with the Chiefs, $1.85. Hurricanes are $1.95.
Chiefs at home, tough proposition, but I've gone Hurricanes, just the way they're playing. They are defending champions and playing some good football.
Can't believe they dropped Scott Fardy anyway.
Interesting.
I thought he was their best player.
He had some muscle, but I'm taking the Brumbies at home against the Force. Force, if they had that win against the Reds last week, I don't think they'll travel that well over there.
Blues $1.70, Highlanders $2.15.
Highlanders, I like the Highlanders this one. Just the way they're playing. Just that, again, they throw the ball around incredibly well. I think they'll get up in that one.
Crusaders. I mean, Queensland Reds. What are your thoughts there? $2.95 the Reds. Crusaders are red hot. $1.40.
Big changes up in the Reds as well. Nick Styles has dropped a couple of blokes, and Crusaders. I mean, they're just history says they are a good team, and and they've got the outfit again. So yeah, $1.40 Crusaders easy.
So here we go. Stormers $1.03 Kings $13.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going the odds here.
Yeah, I think I'll take the odds. Just stick with a safe market there.
And you like the Waratahs to cause the upset against the Sharks at 255?
I think so. I think just something that they've been over there. Last week wasn't fantastic for them. Izzy was a little bit quiet. He scored that try at the end there. But I think they can get a bit of a roll on. And having been over there as well, and they would have got back down to sea level per se and given it a good run.
And to cap it off, you like the Lions, mate, against the Jaguars.
Well, last week they were great up there, up in Johannesburg. The Lions, they nearly got there last year. They're the world's most difficult travel to play in that final, having gone back and forth across the water, so to speak. I think that'd be a good shot over there.
All right, well, you've come up with four upsets there.
Yeah, so we like it. Our punters will like that.
Yep.
You don't mind if we post them out and tell people
about
them? Of course.
Just don't tell them where I live, though. That's okay.
Good on you, Berkey.
Thanks, boys.
Great to see you, mate.
All care, no responsibility.
Exactly
mate.
Right.
That's what we like. We'll see you tonight on the 10 News as
yes,
well.
Yes, my word.
Matt Burke.